Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldreyer, and today we're Masechus Kedushin, Daf Ayin Gimel, the fourth parak, Asara Yochsin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brayso, Rabbi Yossi said, Ger nosi mamzeres, a ger may marry a mamzeres, but Rabbi Yudah says he cannot. The Gemara explains that the word kahal, congregation, is written five times regarding those prohibited to marry into Hashem's congregation. Rabbi Yossi holds all five are needed. One prohibits a mamzer from marrying into a family, a congregation of Kohanim, one for Levim and one for Yisraelim. The fourth permits a mamzer to marry a shtuki, an uncertain mamzer, and the fifth permits a shtuki, biblically, to marry a legitimate Yisrael. Since no kahal remains to include converts as kahal, it emerges that kahal gerim lo yikre kahal. The congregation of converts is not considered a congregation regarding the prohibition to marry a mamzer. Three explanations are given why Rabbi Yehuda has an extra kahal to include converts. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that a shtuki, one whose father is unknown, may not marry a legitimate Yisrael. Rava says that midoraisa, a shtuki is permitted to a legitimate Yisrael without concern for mamzeres. Only a minority of people who may have had relations with this unmarried woman are relatives who would render the child a mamzer. So if the man went to her, we rule, called the parish meruba parish. Whatever departs, we assume it departs from the majority. Even if the woman went to him, considering him kavua, fixed in place, which is ruled kemechsa al maksa, 50-50, the child is still permitted to a legitimate Yisrael because the Torah says, Yavam mamzer. A mamzer may not enter into the congregation of Hashem, teaching, mamzer vada hudu o yavo, a mamzer safik yavo. Oy a mamzer vada cannot enter, but a safik mamzer may enter. Rava initially explains that a shtuki is rabbinically forbidden from marrying a legitimate Yisrael to avoid possibly marrying one's paternal sister since his father is unknown. The Gemara proves that this is considered unlikely and concludes, Malas v'yuchsin, they set a high standard regarding yuchus. A similar discussion and conclusion fall regarding an asufi, a foundling, whose father and mother are both unknown. And pointing with you, Rav Chisda said, Shloshin emanim la'altar elohen, three people, are believed only when they testify immediately, and they are asufi, chayu upeteres chavroseha, one who testifies about an asufi, a midwife, and one releasing her fellow woman from nida concerns. The first was explained by Rav Kozman Shibashuk, as long as the child is in the street, avi ve'imo ne'amanim alav, his father and mother are believed to claim he is their child. But once he was gathered in from the street, he's considered an asufi and requires full testimony. A braisa teaches that a midwife is believed about newborn twins to identify which emerged first, but only if she had not left the room. Rabbi Eliezer says that even if she merely turned her face away, she's no longer believed. In the final case, a Mishnah teaches that three women who slept in one bed and blood is found under one of them, all are tamei nida out of doubt. However, if one checked herself and found herself to be a nida, we assume the blood came from her and the others are tahor. Rav Chisda says this is only so if she checked herself immediately. So once again, the three points are, number one, was taught in a braisa. Rabbi Yossi said, ger nosi mamzeres, a ger may marry a mamzeres, but Rabbi Yudah says he cannot. The Gemara explains that the word kahal, congregation, is written five times regarding those prohibited to marry into Hashem's congregation. Rabbi Yossi holds all five are needed. One prohibits a mamzer from marrying into a family, a congregation of Kohanim, one for Levim and one for Yisraelim. The fourth permits a mamzer to marry a shtuki, an uncertain mamzer, and the fifth permits a shtuki, biblically, to marry a legitimate Yisrael. Since no kahal remains to include converts as kahal, it emerges that kahal gerim lo yikre kahal. The congregation of converts is not considered a congregation regarding the prohibition to marry a mamzer. Three explanations are given why Rabbi Yehuda has an extra kahal to include converts. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that a shtuki, one whose father is unknown, may not marry a legitimate Yisrael. Rava says that midoraisa, a shtuki is permitted to a legitimate Yisrael without concern for mamzeres. Only a minority of people who may have had relations with this unmarried woman are relatives who would render the child a mamzer. So if the man went to her, we rule, called the parish meruba parish. Whatever departs, we assume it departs from the majority. Even if the woman went to him, considering him kavua, fixed in place, which is ruled kemechsa al maksa, 50-50, the child is still permitted to a legitimate Yisrael because the Torah says, yavam mamzer. A mamzer may not enter into the congregation of Hashem, teaching, mamzer vada hudu o yavo, a mamzer safik yavo. Oy a mamzer vada cannot enter, but a safik mamzer may enter. Rava initially explains that a shtuki is rabbinically forbidden from marrying a legitimate Yisrael to avoid possibly marrying one's paternal sister since his father is unknown. The Gemara proves that this is considered unlikely and concludes, Malas v'yuchsin, they set a high standard regarding yuchus. A similar discussion and conclusion fall regarding an asufi, a foundling, whose father and mother are both unknown. And pointing with you, Rav Chisda said, Shloshin Ne'emanim La'altar, Elohen, three people, are believed only when they testify immediately, and they are a Sufi, Chai U'Peteres Chavrosel, one who testifies about an Asufi, a midwife, and one releasing her fellow woman from Nida concerns. The first was explained by Rav Kozman Shebashuk, as long as the child is in the street, Avi Ve'imo Ne'emanim Alav, his father and mother are believed to claim he is their child. But once he was gathered in from the street, he's considered an Asufi and requires full testimony. A braisa teaches that a midwife is believed about newborn twins to identify which emerged first, but only if she had not left the room. Rabbi Eliezer says that even if she merely turned her face away, she's no longer believed. In the final case, a mishnah teaches that three women who slept in one bed and blood is found under one of them, all are tamei nida out of doubt. However, if one checked herself and found herself to be a nida, we assume the blood came from her and the others are tahor. Rav Chisda says this is only so if she checked herself immediately. All right, so now we're going to Siman Daf Ayin Gimel. This one was suggested to us by Charlie Meyerson from Scottsdale, Arizona. He suggested that Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. A giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg noticed a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father. When all of a sudden a man and a woman snatched a lost boy off the street claiming to be his parents and were believed. Once again, slow motion. The ostrich egg farmer ostrich egg, that must learn Duff, Ayin Gimel, giant ostrich egg. The ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, which reminds us, Gemara brings malchokas, if a ger can marry a mamzeris. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father, which reminds us the prohibition of a shtuki, one whose father is unknown. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father. When all of a sudden a man and a woman snatched a lost boy off the street claiming to be his parents, and were believed. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, Shloshin Ne'emanim La'altar, three people are believed only when they testify immediately. And they are one who testifies about an Asufi, a midwife, and one releasing her fellow woman from Nida concerns. The first was explained by Rav, Kozman Shebashuk, as long as the child is in the street, Avi Ve'imo Ne'emanim Alav, his father and mother are believed to claim he's their child. But once he's gathered in from the street, he's considered an Asufi and requires full testimony. So once again, the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg noticed a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father. When all of a sudden a man and woman snatched a lost boy off the street claiming to be his parents and were believed. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf samach tes. So the siman daf samach tes is soot and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, chimney sweep, that must learn daf samach tes, soot. The men from Yichud's chimney sweep services who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shevcha, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yochoin mamzerin litaher. Mamzerim can be purified, meaning that their descendants will not be mamzerim. The mamzer marries a shevcha whose child is a slave and doesn't carry the lineage of mamzeris. Once that slave is freed, his status is like a regular ger. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Hariza Eved Mamzer. This child is a slave who is also a Mamzer. So the men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a Mamzer happily married to a Shevcha, heavily advertised on the road were 10 different categories of Yichud's, were ascending from Galus, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Asar Yuchasim Alum Bavel, 10 categories of Yichud's ascended from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara explains that the word alut, ascended, was used to allude to a brayso which states, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavo Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Mikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Gavo Mikol Aratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. So the men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer, happily married to a shevcha, heavily advertised on the road were 10 different categories of Yichud's, were ascending from Galus, and were families with questionable lineage who maintained their chazakah di truma, wood picnic, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol Chazaka, the reliability of Chazaka is great, as evidence from the time of Nehemiah. Three families of Kohanim were unable to produce proof that they were not Chalalim and fit for Avodah in the base of Migdash, so they were dismissed from performing Avodah, and Nehemiah told them that they may not eat Kachim until a Kohen arises to the Urim Batumim, meaning until Mashiach. By only prohibiting Kachim, we infer that he said, Haritem Bechazkaskem, you remain with your prior status, just as they ate Truma and Galus as Kohanim, they may continue to do so, despite their questionable Yichus. There wasn't a concern that this might end up leading to the Marin Kohanim because their status was publicly known as weakened. Daf Ayin. So the Simmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be more than Daf Ayin. The eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, which reminds us, Rav said, "Kol noisi ishu l'shum mamon." Anyone who marries a woman unfit for him for the sake of money, havin l'obanim she'enim huganim, he'll have children who are unfit, which he supports from a pasuk. He further darshans that pasuk to add that he'll lose money he gained from her as well as her own money in as little as a month. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money. Was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, which reminds us, Shmuel says, Kol haposel b'mumo posel. Anyone who disqualifies, it's with his own blemish that he disqualifies others. The Gemara brings the story of the man who called Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel's attendant a slave, and how Rabbi Yehuda banned this man and called him a slave. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money. Was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, because this man always bragged that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim, which reminds us this man objected to being called a slave, saying he was actually a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Rav Yehuda then quoted Shmuel, Kol da'amrit medebeis Chashmonai kasina avdahu. Anyone who says I'm from the family of the Chashmonaim is in fact a slave. Daf ein off. So the simon daf ein off is a donkey going e-aw. So here goes. The donkey driver donkey. That must be more in daf ein off. E-aw. The donkey driver from the land of Isa carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Karatzos Isa le'Eretz Yisrael. All lands are like dough, meaning a mix of genealogical pure and impure people compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Isa le'Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael is like dough compared to Babel. So, the donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the discretion in transmitting and pronouncing Hashem's 4-letter, 12-letter, and 42-letter names. Rava once sought to speak publicly about Kodesh Baruch Hu's 4-letter name until an elder told him that it must remain hidden. So, the donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey, saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, and that the one who quieted down first was given a better yichus certificate. Which reminds us, Gemara relates how the people in Eretz Yisrael examined people's lineage. When two people would quarrel with each other, they would see which of them would be silent first, Amru Haim Yuchas Tvei, and they would say, this one is a better lineage, because those with tainted lineage are generally resentful of being rejected by others and are therefore quarrelsome. Similarly, Rav said, Shtikuse de Babel Hayini Yuchusa, the silence of people of Babel is the proof of their pure lineage. Daf Ayin Beis, so the Siman Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond instead of birthday cake, thick piece of birthday cake, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis, of thick. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake, which reminds us from a pasuk in Daniel, we learn that the Persians are compared to a bear. They eat and drink like a bear, they're fat like a bear, they're hairy like a bear, and they have no rest like a bear, which constantly paces even when tied. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died, which reminds us when Rabbi Kiva died, Rebbe was born. When Rebbe died, Rabbi Yehuda was born. Rabbi Yehuda was born, Rav was born. When Rav died, Rav Ashi was born. L'lamedcha she'en tzaddik niftar min ha'olam, to teach you that a tzaddik does not leave this world, ad she'nivra tzaddik kamoso, until another tzaddik like him is created. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died. His father tried to scare it away by splashing pure water towards it that was meant to purify mamzerim in the future, which reminds us that the malchokas of mamzerim will be pure in the times of Mashiach. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which is the one that all lands are considered like Isa Do when compared to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is considered like Isa when compared to Bavel? That's on Daf Ayin off. Good number two, which something when Kedushin is not affected with prohibitions, Sheish Behem Karas, that's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good number three, which something when that there are three people who are believed when they testify immediately, one being when parents claim a child is theirs when it's found in the street, that's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good number four, which something when that before one tzaddik dies, another tzaddik is born, that's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good number five. Which stuff do the prohibition of a shtuki? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good number six. Which stuff do Malchus whether Mamzerim will be purified in the future? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good number seven. Which stuff about the discretion in transmitting and pronouncing a Kodesh Baruch Hu's 4-letter, 12-letter, and 42-letter names? That's on Daf Ayin Off. Good number eight. Which stuff do Malchus whether a ger can marry a mamzeres. That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good number nine. Which Daf learned about the 10 categories of Yochsin that came up from Bavel? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good number 10. Which Daf learned that Persians are compared to a bear? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.